Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Here we go. It's the G-Bag Nation here. As I'm not sure what we just watched. We're going to talk Stars. We're going to talk Cowboys. We're going to talk NBA playoffs with you, some Luka. We have 2 hours and 14 minutes of show, but this feels like a tone shift for your Texas Rangers, and we were already concerned about our team yesterday, and since we last broadcasted with you, they lost two more games. They scored one run over 18 innings of baseball. Bruce Bochy saying minutes ago this was one of their worst games of the year, as they have scored a two or fewer in nine of the last 13 games. But this was a big old donut today. So I have some questions for you guys. You know,
questions
for the panel.
Sweet.
How much does Seager and Carter help? If Carter comes back and is the 2023 version of Evan Carter, and you get Corey Seager back, are you guys still holding out hope, or have you lost hope that this group of Rangers, the answer is not inside this organization's confines currently?
I am happy to see that moving your second baseman down the lineup has helped him a little bit about getting on base. I'm not thinking you're going to get any help from the minors. That's not going to happen. Seager, maybe so.
Full count Carter?
No.
Guy's got the patience of a monk.
He's got no faith in full count.
I have no faith.
Down for the count, Carter, you think, at this point?
I think that's down for the count. Oakland has improved. Oakland has improved as a baseball team.
It's Sacramento.
Whatever. Right. The A's have improved.
I don't know, maybe just looks like that because they got to play it twice over the last week.
That's how mad I am right now. Yeah. That the A's have beaten you 5 of 7 times.
It's brutal.
They've improved, but they should not. I repeat, they should not have beaten you 5 out of 7 times.
Next question. Are they so bad that even a big move in the trade market from our guy CY wouldn't fix this? Are they a move away, you know, or is this like just a bad baseball team that would add a good player and be slightly less crappy? You know, the Mariners went out and got that bomber, Arozarena, a couple years back.
Yeah, last year.
Didn't turn him into a good offense.
No. This is just, 1 for 15 with runners in scoring position. Yeah. It's just bizarre. Like, you're looking up yesterday, they're getting on base. It's just an inability to get the timely hit and bring runners across. I don't know what the hell's going on with these guys. And then you don't have a home run in basically a week. Seager's obviously going to help. He's one of the best hitters in all of baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know what you probably should have extremely low expectations for Evan Carter. That way you won't get heartbroken if indeed it does end up not going well. He is hitting the ball well, and he looks healthy right now at AAA. So we'll see. But I don't know. I mean, it's not a bad baseball team because the pitching is amongst the best that I've ever seen being a Rangers fan.
Yeah.
The pitching's phenomenal. The defense has been pretty solid for the most part, despite a Leody Taveras ninth inning fibble fabble.
Had a couple of those, right? We've lost some games because of that.
Were fibble fabble farts.
Adolis has been pretty damn good defensively. Marcus Simeon's been really, really good. So it's just it's timely hitting. You can't be 1 for 15 with runners in scoring position. You can't load the bases multiple times in a game and come up with nothing. You can't have runners on second and third with two outs and strikeout. Seventh inning, Josh Smith, one of your best hitters, is up. You got runners on first and second. He can't do a damn thing. There's nobody you can really point to and rely on. Seager might be that guy. He's a two-time World Series MVP for a reason. He lives for the big moment. But right now, they don't have anybody with a clutch gene in their body. Yeah. It's a big problem.
I believe in Langford myself. That's about it.
They try and manufacture runs. They bunt. They finally get a sacrifice bunt last night. One out.
Yeah.
And they two strikeouts. Two of your best. I mean, something is really bad wrong with this baseball team right now when it comes to hitting. Approach.
The approach is a big problem.
Approach.
Their chase rate's terrible. They're not seeing the ball. They're not staying in there trying to draw walks. Like Simeon is to an extent. His numbers were pretty darn solid.
Him coming down the lineup, I think, has been a good thing for him.
Yeah, absolutely. But now it's like, I mean, I'm with you on Wyatt. Wyatt's a good player, but my gosh, I don't know, up and down the order. And Kyle Higashioka was the one guy that was generating some offense. Now he's on the IL.
Yeah, it's tough to see it right now. The 2-1-4 saying there's a million games in a season. Let's give it until July before we hit the panic button. This is 32 games in. I've hit the panic button.
I think 32 games in, clear. You can kind of get a good taste of where this offense is.
I'm listening to the broadcast, and they're telling me 100 plate appearances is kind of where you're at right now. And understanding, you know, I mean,
it's who we are.
Yeah, it's like okay, you need to start making adjustments and. If you're having success, great. If you're not, well, then 100 plate appearances will kind of give you an idea. That's not a small sample size anymore.
682 asks, is there correlation with the offense sucking and the pitch clock being implemented? I'd never heard that discussed before, but it, you know, they were plenty bad in August and September of 2023 as well.
Their pitchers, it's a crime. I hate to use a word like that. It's a crime where their pitching staff has been now. Last night, the relief wasn't good enough, you know, to give up the runs that they did, the grand slam and all that. But overall, the pitching staff has not been the issue. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you're a hitter or a positional player, how you walk by the pitching staff and not, you know, shield your eyes.
No,
you know,
it's terrible.
How can you look at, because those guys are going out and every night.
They're giving you a chance.
They're
every
giving
night.
You a chance.
A dang good chance.
Of all these wins, he's won a game 1-0. He had to pitch the entire game, complete game shutout.
Yeah.
Then he's won, I think, 2-1 was another one. Tyler Malley, this is from our buddy Sean McFarland. He's allowed one run in five innings versus the A's, right? 1-2-3 ERA this season. The Rangers have given him three combined runs in support in his last four starts. Three runs in four starts. You got DeGrom dealing. Malley's been an all-star Cy Young candidate through a month of the season. Evaldi's been brilliant. You've gotten great moments from Locker and Rocker. I mean, the pitching has been fabulous to waste this, and it sucks because it's like just knowing how baseball goes, there will come a time in the season where the pitching won't be good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're really going to need to rely on your bats.
Yeah.
But right now, watching this club through 32 games, and I do think now it is fair to start to really be concerned.
Yeah.
It is. When it was 15, I'd argue with you, push back, try and be optimistic, like, let's give it time. I'm not giving it any more time. Like, guys, it's just annoying how you can get on base, you can hit singles, doubles, but then when you have runners in scoring position, it's like, well, you just pee down your leg. And they have an inability to bring runners across. It's a big issue. And no home runs.
Six games now?
Texas Rangers, who, I mean, it used to be, hey, that's a slugging club.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to find a way to just be bopping out there. That ain't happening. There's no power.
There's no bop.
What are we looking at here with runners in scoring position? Can I get a number on this? 20th in the big leagues. Ugh. Hitting 229. That's actually better than I expected.
That's one game.
I bet in the last week it's been under 100. I bet in the last week and a half or so it's been under 100. Don't want to make anybody panic. I know, like, the texter saying, Gavin, you'll panic over anything, and you're right.
Panic?
Okay?
You should be. Right now you should be. You should be upset about the way this team is hitting.
I mean, I'm like CY. CY says he's on edge, and everybody should be on edge right now when you're playing this badly. Maybe you're just more calm and like, it's fine. We'll start hitting. I'm more like, it's not going to be fine. Let's figure out how we can fix it before it's too late, because you have maybe the best pitching staff in the history of the Texas Rangers, at least the starters. Dude with measles was at the Rangers Dodgers game on the 19th, though. That was the Saturday game.
With measles?
Yeah, that
we've got a measles
infection. So maybe look out if you were at that game.
Would that be a justification?
Seems like we've gotten to the bottom of something.
We're hitting with the measles.
That would make sense.
Hard to bat when you're itching.
Yeah, they do. It's a sort of pandemic.
Does it have symptoms? Because how do you just go to the game? I got mad bumps all over me. I'm looking crazy, but these tickets, fam.
It's probably just acne.
These tickets, bro.
It's Josh Young World Series ring night. What do you mean?
Yeah. Bobblehead, fam.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Got sleeves on and everything.
Some calamine lotion on my face. I'll be all right.
Highly contagious.
With these tickets.
Fevers, cough, runny nose.
I'm not giving these up.
Sore throat.
I got an 1,800 sickness, and I'm going to go to the Ranger game in 2025.
I would like all my ballparks to be rash-free environments.
Absolutely.
Is that too much to ask?
I don't think so. I think that's very reasonable.
It's too much to
ask. Sorry, Wolchuk, but that's just how I feel.
Come on, man.
All righty. We got more sports coming up
imagine
next.
Imagine getting that phone call, though, bro. Imagine getting that phone call. Because, they have
from the doctor?
You got the measles call?
Well, no. You were sitting next to the guy with the measles.
Oh.
You know, back in COVID, they would call you like, hey, you were probably in contact with somebody with COVID. We're just calling you to make sure you get a test.
Right.
Yeah, measles phone call, bro. I'm not even telling the fam for a while.
That's an all-time bad call right there.
I'm panicking.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate the phone call because apparently it's fatal if it goes untreated. And you might just think you're super sick. Like the things you just described right there could be a bad flu or something. You're probably thinking this is all good. Next thing you know, you're having to go to the hospital. Okay, we have more sports.
Got a lot of time.
Oh, we don't have to break?
No, we don't have to
break. We're not breaking?
Yeah, we don't have to. Now, if you would do me a favor in 4 minutes and give me a top of the hour cue and I'll hit that button, you guys can get back to rambling about sports.
Perfect.
I love the sound of measles.
I'm in ramble mode.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do the legal ID live there at the top? Or
hey,
do you want me to throw it to you?
If you want to be a super broadcaster.
I don't know if I know it.
Pause 10 seconds for station identification across 105.3 The Fan.
No. Almost. That's like the cue for the legal.
Yeah.
This is Texas Rangers manager Chris Woodward.
Never ever quit.
You're listening to the home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan, KRLD FM, and HD1 Dallas Fort Worth.
That is.
Let's go, Cowboys.
That's it.
This is Bruce Bochy. You're listening to the No Hitting Rangers on the No Hitting Rangers.
Go get some damn runs. Okay. The other question I want to ask you guys, I don't think we brought it up. Maybe it's too early. Maybe you think it's panicky of me, but
double panic
Thursday?
Don't panic, Dawson. What are you doing over there?
Are we going to be sellers at the deadline?
Oh, stop it.
No.
See what that looks like.
Now that's too far. No. I'm with you panicking about the offense.
If we're selling piece for piece.
Just stop this crap.
When is the trade deadline? Is it in August?
Oh, yeah. End of July. Hey, we're only 3 months out.
We're
going to
be sellers?
You can never be too early.
Stop it. You're 3 games back in the division lead. You were all alone in first place 6 days ago.
Should we start breaking down the other team's rosters and see where
I don't know. I've been looking at prospects. I've been thinking like this since opening day, mind you, and I've been waiting for you guys to join me, right?
You've been waiting for the first time they've been 500 since day two of the season.
I've been waiting for you guys to acknowledge it. And today,
Patient, today
I think I heard that on the postgame show with Sandler.
And I could hear it in some of his calls when
Dave Raymond sounded like he was a little kind of, and I know Dave's probably listening right now. I hope
we love you, Dave.
Putting words in his mouth, but Dave was trying to hey, listen, there's something going on here, guys.
See, that's what I'm saying. There was a tone change in the way that we're talking and thinking about this baseball team.
I think Dave's
and maybe it's
too.
Just because they only scored one run in the last 18 innings and were no hit into the fourth inning today. Maybe that's all it is. But something's different is out there, and I think all I'm wondering from you guys is I'm probing with these questions to see how hopeless you think this group is right now, and if you acknowledge maybe it is hopeless, I want to know how did we go from being World Series champs to so damn bad with what on paper still looks like a good team? What the hell happened here? I don't know.
It's a good team that can't hit.
Yeah,
it is. That's the problem. It's a good team that can't hit, and I don't know. Like I said, I was being critical of, well, gosh, why are we not giving answers? Why are we not talking about why they can hit? I mean,
it's hard to really find something to point to. Like, this is it right here.
Simeon gets old at 34. Dolly gets old at 31.
Yeah, but even Marcus has kind of bounced back and is actually playing pretty
well.
He's
playing better.
He's one of the ones you're looking
at. Down. I keep saying that.
Yeah, he walked twice. He singled. He stole a base. Like, he's finding a way to get a board.
Yeah, but there were 25 games before he started getting base.
But they moved him down. I think the last couple of days, that's really
The last 2 weeks, he's been better, right? Yeah. I mean, it's just, and maybe it is. Maybe it's like Simeon stinks, then he's going to be okay, and then now here's another guy that's just going to stink, and you're just never going to have this lineup be whole again. But yeah, it is. It's a massive issue, their inability to score runs right now. It is a problem. If their pitching also stunk, then I'd lean with, like, okay, this team really does. They're just awful. If it was all three phases, you know, defense, pitching, and hitting. But really, it's just your offense has an inability to step up with a timely hit when you need it with runners aboard in scoring position.
I really worry about this weekend against the Mariners.
Yeah, because their pitching's outstanding.
Gosh, yeah, not what the doctor ordered.
Yeah. Let's go light them up. We're going to pause 10 seconds for legal identification here on the G-Bag Nation.
That's good.
That was a hell of a dismount, bro.
What show is this again?
Luke's just going to hit an official button here. Let's go.
I mean, losing like that does something to you, man.
Yeah, it
really puts you in quite a mood.
Yeah, it does.
It's angry.
Let's talk about what's happening in 3.5 hours from tonight. Puck drop. That's right. Stars game 6 in Colorado, 8:30 on TBS. Stars advance with a win. A loss would bring us back to the AAC. When would that game be on Saturday? Game 7 on Saturday?
I think it would be on Saturday. We got a chance for possibly five game 7s this weekend. Oh, how glorious it would be.
We got a Miro update. He's skating more, a little physicality in there.
Yeah. The clip I saw today.
Promising.
It was outstanding.
He's not going to play tonight?
So no, he's not playing tonight.
There's still more hurdles, right? More hurdles.
So he went, he had board battles, contact, changes of direction. They were going 45-second sprints at a time with him. He looked good. I mean, he was doing 2v2 behind the net. Miro looks to me like, I don't know what you're waiting on here.
Are you saying that we need him for game 6? Just, you want to play him right now to end this thing, don't
you? I'd love it. Now, he's not going to play. They ruled him out. But I don't think there's any excuse anymore. If you do have to come home.
Is that hockey fan man talking right now? Or is that?
I'm seeing enough that I need to see. My hockey eye, I'm seeing enough from Miro.
What else
right
do you
now.
Need to see?
He needs to go out.
Who knew we worked with Barry Melrose
you
over
do.
Here?
You do. You work with Barry. I just need to work on the gray hair, and I need to slick it back a little bit more.
Yeah.
But count on me. L.A. King Stanley Cup champion Barry Melrose. I'm telling you. Game 7, get Miro out there, boys, all right? Get him back there.
I don't want a game 7.
Well, I know I don't. I don't want a game 7 either here, Brian, all right?
I don't want a game
7.
None
of us want a game 7, Brian.
I don't want a game 7.
Captain freaking obvious. Get home. Don't come home and have to go ahead and play game 7. Oh. Nobody wants that, Brian.
Get here we ass, go. Barry.
Everybody
ass,
wants
Barry.
To win
Ding.
Game 6, Brian. Ding. We want to end the series tonight, Brian, but if you have
to. Was that a little Canadian accent?
If
I
you
heard?
Have to, pick the board.
It's Barry Dan Melrose.
Good old Petey.
It is Barry Melrose.
Petey's undefeated in game 7,
Brian.
Brian.
Barry Melrose.
Petey's undefeated, and they're going to get Miro back there. It's going to be incredible. Game 7 at the AAC. The barn's going to be a rockin'.
I think that's Bully Melrose, actually.
Let's go!
I can't Bully say Melrose. Anything to that.
But we're not going to have to worry about it. They're not going to need Robo. They're not going to need Miro. This thing's going to end tonight, game 6.
Let's go.
Quinlan Duchesne, they're going to get it done. Otters pitching the shutout. Screw you, Kale McCarr. Screw you, Nathan McKinnon. You boys ain't got bleep on us. Texas hockey, baby. Let's go.
Bully Melrose, do we have a Robo update? Jason Robertson.
Day-to-day, Robo update. All right, so we're looking good here, Gavi. We're looking real good for the second round against either Winnipeg or St. Louis.
But we don't need him, do we, Bully?
Don't even need him to beat the Colorado Avs. That's how ass their hockey team is.
No longer week-to-week with Robertson. He's day-to-day now?
Day-to-day. He's been out there skating. He's looking good. Now, he's not doing contact drills behind the ice there. All right, he's not doing it. I'm not seeing him do anything like Miro's doing, but God, Miro looks good.
What do you think about that bitch, Bednar?
Bednar's a bitch. Well, are we allowed said, to bully. Do that?
Oh, that is
I
so
don't think
good.
So. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
are you allowed to
well,
do that?
Bednar's
bitching to be bitching, boys. I'll tell you that.
I'm talking to Barry Melrose about hockey.
My man was in character, and you just jump in with, like, throw the thing off the rails.
Oh, game I'm six. Sorry. Yeah, it's game six. I'm sorry. I thought we were having fun.
Your kids have been at home for at least 15, 20 minutes
yeah,
by now.
Yeah, they're at home there, Brian, all right? We're just trying to get pucks across the net here. Let's go.
Stop messing around.
Do you guys have a prediction? What are you feeling tonight? I do think they're going to put it away just like they did last year.
Yeah. Give me Colorado 4-3.
That's
a great new character, man. Melrose as our hockey correspondent. This does not get any better than that.
Who needs Ralph Strangis at 6:20
when we got so awesome?
The mullet himself.
Pat McAfee of you, very. Yeah.
Oh man,
give me Colorado 4-3.
Get this man a cigar.
I hope the offensive breakout from the other night carries over.
Yes,
I think that's your best chance at victory.
Score more goals than the Rangers will run, right?
Also, the tone factor. Get out hot and early, the physicality, you know, the tone. Like, you got to get some of that going immediately. And that was something that I felt like they did very nicely. And I'm also banking on Blackwood. He's in his head. He's in his head now, ladies and gentlemen. That's the first postseason adversity he's ever faced. He hasn't been able to sleep for the last two nights. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't bode well.
He's having images of the puck going behind his nameplate down into the goal.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's about to get a
blocker save, rolls. Oh, there we go. I like what you're doing there.
Wyatt Johnston's haunting his dreams right now.
Yeah.
And he's awake.
I think we asked the hockey hawk, though.
Yeah.
Spittle. He's like, yeah, I think they're going to get the game. Yeah, I think he was all positive. And he goes, but they could get crushed. I'm like, wait a minute, Hawk. You're supposed to be the guy here. What are you doing? I have to go to Barry Melrose to get this.
This thing is so close. I do think it's a series that could go either way. It's a game that could go either way. I love it. You know, this is. But I do think that what we've seen from the Stars under DeBoer and even before that, they got something here in these big moments. They're a big game team. Okay, did Nico get a win last night? There's a lot of debate going on about what the Lakers' exit means. I personally knew this was going to happen because that roster sucks.
Yeah, sucks.
And Luka does need to be insulated with rim protectors and wing defenders. You know, I kind of compare it to like Iverson in the early 2000s with those 76ers teams where you had to construct a team specifically around his strengths and one that could protect him from his weaknesses. And it took the Mavs 6 years to build a roster like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if the Lakers can get it done in one offseason or two offseasons and manage to get that done with an aging LeBron, who on the ball is no longer a good defender. He can get chased down blocks still. He can play good team defense and get you some steals, but he's not locking anybody down either.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you were able to get away with it in Dallas last year with Luka and Kyrie for as long as you did, I mean, it shows there is a blueprint here. But as you said, it does take a lot of time, and you have to capitalize on some pretty impressive moves to go ahead and get that thing where you want it. Luka does. I mean, we lamented the James Harden comparisons for so many years, but there are elements to him on that. The difference is Luka is still the cold-blooded assassin, and late in the game, after he's danced on you for 40-plus, he's ready to hit the dagger on you as well and completely take over games, and even into the postseason, we've seen him do it where he actually raises his game. So those are the different aspects between him and Harden, but in terms of having to insulate him with nothing but incredible defenders, rim protection, and on the wing, that's a guarantee if you want to actually get where you want to go.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and I think it's got to be very frustrating for Lakers fans because they had so much success immediately after adding Luka. They got a soft part of the schedule. Their expectations went through the roof. The Lakers were -200 to win the series in Vegas. Like, there was a lot of people, I think, that got swept up in it. I think a lot of those people lost money and were pissed last night on Twitter and blaming Luka because of it.
Yes. Yeah, well, I mean, even J.J. Redick is calling out the team without saying Luka's name. He's like, some of our guys came in great shape. Other guys need to get in, like, reconsider the way they're going about their professionalism, taking care of themselves. That's an obvious indictment on Luka.
Yeah.
And the depth factor in him, the way he was doing his rotations, was certainly weird in the substitutions and stuff. But
yeah,
that's obviously something that is a continual thing for Luka.
Yeah, their depth, like, what is it, their bench short 10 points the last two games?
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't have any. But, yeah, the defense for Luka was absolutely pee poor.
It was embarrassing.
It really was.
Atrocious. And in big moments like that, you should at least give the space and back up to stay between the player and the hoop and make him make jump shots. But, you know, those blow-bys are just embarrassing. I think the win might have been You know, when Pro Football Doc tweeted that Luke is dealing with a low back strain caused by a hyperextended back, he's likely experiencing spasms. Ooh. He tweeted that in the second half, and I think back issues, knee issues. You know, I bet Nico was checking in with Dumont saying, is this why he was getting blown by? You're dealing with back spasms. You're already slow-footed. You know, and I think that, you know, that those kind of back issues often come from the core. It can come from, you know, inflammation due to bad diet. And I obviously it's not a catastrophic injury. You'd much rather have Luca. But I think maybe, you know, Nico might take a little bit of solace in what happened last night and look at it as a harbinger of things to come.
Yeah, he was absolutely cheering his tail off last night. He had a watch party.
Look at that, 41 points given up yelling, by one guy.
He was by him. He was by
Timberwolves
himself.
Jersey on.
Is he trying to the locker room again? Did he fall a little hard, Lukey Luca? Ooh, does your back hurt, Luca?
What's Wooly into today, boys?
I got Friday vibes.
Wooly has his sights set on Miami and a cruise ship.
He's feeling fantastic. Had a lot of time off. Had that morning show yesterday.
He's coming off a weekend, basically.
Yeah.
Also,
it feels like it does.
Also, he's playing with some soreness today, boys. Some physical soreness after laying it on the line in Anna at the firehouse.
The time might have been embarrassing, but the fact that I was able to get that done. That was a big deal.
I thought the finish was the win there. That was really all it was about for me.
It was
the most difficult thing you did?
The hammer.
Is that why your forearms are so sore today?
Yeah, the forearms were burning.
Shoulders.
The shoulders are okay, but it is. Yeah, it's the forearms.
No hammies? I was wondering.
Here. The hammies are a little sore.
Yeah, because you were going backwards carrying that 200-pounder.
Yeah, I probably should have gotten a little bit, you know.
Did they tell you were going to have to do this?
No, I had no idea. Bobby didn't want to do it.
Yeah, of course he didn't.
I ended up, you know.
You got talked into it, didn't you?
Razor blades in my
throat. I wasn't even talking in. It was like, you're doing this. And so, I'm not going to back down.
No. Good for you.
We knocked it out.
You said you had a fireman face.
You did. Yeah. You gave me a little bit of confidence. Maybe I'm built for this.
Yeah, maybe
now, the 205 time, we need to shave down about a minute plus from that.
How many people do we lose in 205?
We probably lost somebody. Yeah, not everybody survived.
did we just get the fishbowl out?
Grandma's still in there.
Hey, but you have a fireman's face, and that's what really matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters, face.
Okay, 901 says, I've had two back surgeries. Being out of shape versus being in shape makes a world of difference on a spine. Even 10 pounds makes a big difference. I'm here. I'll testify on that so hard. You know, like every time I've hurt my back, it's because I've let my posture and my core get so bad that I'm just begging for it. And then you throw on like two sleeves of those powdered donuts. Boom. Yeah. It's like concrete in your stomach. Weak core, bang, you're done for. One of the most interesting things in DFW sport today, though, is LeBron in play after last night's loss said several things that have people talking today. Now, no insiders are reporting that he could actually be on the move, but he says it's a business. You don't know what the roster will look like next year. So I don't know what the roster will look like. I don't know where I stand right now. Yeah. He was then asked to clarify that statement and said, just continue to play. I don't know where I'm at. That's what that is. Not coming back to play here, just playing, period. And so in print, not coming back to play here is in question. But he's just talking about at this stage in his career, does he want to keep playing? And I imagine that he definitely does. I'd be shocked if he leaves L.A. But, I mean, if you're Luka, Is that how you get back? I mean, it's like you and your agent and Rob Pelinka have to get together and decide, like, how do we construct the best possible roster around me? And if LeBron does opt out, maybe this is an opportunity to get our cap in order, to start thinking long-term about building so eventually we could. I mean, we could try to maximize around LeBron for the next 2 or 3 years and end up in 2 or 3 years having Luka on the doorstep of 30 years old, you know? So I don't know how you would manage that. I just know that at this point, it seems far-fetched that LeBron would leave Los Angeles. Bronny is there. He set up his entire family existence there.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. But I do think he's for sure going to play. Because, I mean, you have like all the L.A. festivity stuff from an all-star standpoint as well coming up. Like, that's going to be a big deal. And then his other son, Bryce James, in next year's draft could be coming out. And then
Arizona, right? His son?
And he's actually supposed to be really good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Giancarlo Stanton going on the 60-day IL with tendonitis. That is some Yankees news out of the world of sports for you today. There's the headline, Reddick, Lakers must get in championship shape. Is this the beginning of the frustration building for Luka in L.A.? That would be quite a storyline as well. I know a lot of Lakers fans are feeling like Nico today. Maybe they feel like
And I can understand their frustration. Like, we were able to see him absolutely dominate series on the offensive end and just hit dagger threes. They didn't really get that.
So we figured out how to play with Luka out of shape, and they never did.
Yeah, Nico did an excellent job of putting a tremendous supporting cast around Luka, which made the trade like one where I don't care how bad Luka looks in L.A. I'm still going to think, Nico, you're an absolute dumb A. And even if Luka, let's say, like, he ends up being proven right and the body breaks down, Patrick Dumont should never always look over and say, okay, well, why the hell didn't you get more for him still? Why didn't you put this out for the rest of the league to bid on this guy when he's a top three player in most people's consensus? So, like, to me, Nico's never, no matter what happens, he's never going to end up taking a victory lap over this, in my opinion. Screw him. But, yeah, the defensive stuff's totally justified.
It's much more an indictment of just where the Lakers organization is. LeBron, I think, 2-15 in his last 17 playoff games since getting to the conference finals where they lost to Denver 3 or 4 years ago has just been nothing but getting worked. Okay, we'll hit the expressway. Jared Sandler set to join you. Maybe we can get some Cowboys content in here as well as post-draft analysis continues, and we're back with all that. Then the G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30 in LA Live after that here on 105.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
5-3 the fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Let's hit the expressway. Jared Sandler will join you in a few minutes, tell you what you need to know about your Texas Rangers as they lost 3-4 to the A's, 3-0 today, and get set to host the Mariners. All right. Let's hit the expressway, though. We go commercial-free to the top. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been involved in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. You can reach us on the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line as well. Before we get to Sands, Calvin Watkins wrote more today about the Jerry Jones quotes about Trayvon Diggs needing to attack his knee rehab better this time. Watkins writing that Diggs did rehab hard to make it back, but the Cowboys were frustrated with how he handled some sessions, and they were surprised that he left Dallas during his rehab work.
Yeah.
He's leaving once again. So then it goes into how the Cowboys received low grades this year for their training staff in that anonymous NFLPA survey. Specifically, they needed more physical therapists and better treatment modalities, and maybe some players were hoping that, you know, they did more on the prevention side. And Jerry and Steven talked about that in the story, saying they're taking it seriously. They want to make sure they're doing everything they can, but their guys have won awards in the past. Their training staff has. And, you know, Jerry says it's important that the players know they're doing everything possible to help them stay available and comfortable. And he does very much want to be pro player, and they take that seriously. But I mean, the fact this article is out there and Jerry said what he said and Diggs is injured again. And then Watkins points out that, you know, in 2026, he's going to become a very cuttable player.
Yes.
And it really paints a picture.
Yes.
Like, this is going to be Trayvon Diggs' last season. Yes. Which is just crazy considering mm-hmm. the highs that he hit so early in his career.
Yeah. I mean, it's about availability, and he has a hard time staying on the field. And like I said, this is not with Jerry coming out and saying, I'm glad that Jerry did this, but this is something that we've all kind of talked about even this time last year when he was rehabbing, that it was going to be really, really close. He wasn't doing everything he possibly could to get back on the field.
So I think these next, 5 months until the season starts, 4.5 months
or
so?
Yeah, the 24th of July.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, basically now until training camp and then the start of the season, like, can Diggs come back, have a season to give this team confidence? Because if he does and he plays great and you could have him and Bland and Revell, that would be something. Jared Sandler joins us now here, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing, as the Rangers 3-hit today, shut out by the A's of Oakland. Jared, good afternoon. How the heck are you?
3 hits? I think it was like 23 hits, right?
Maybe for the series? Is that what it was for the series?
For the season?
I don't know what. I think it was more than that for the series, but unfortunately, after the second game, just not able to take advantage of base runners, right? And then today, there just really weren't many opportunities for the Rangers. Now, you know, when you are trailing 1-0, you don't need many opportunities, but they just couldn't cash in. And guys, I don't know if you heard Boach after the game. I know,
yeah.
You know, we played it, obviously, but that was the most frustrated I think I've heard him. And you know, he obviously acknowledged it too, and you know, why not? You know, it's no shame in being frustrated with the way things have gone offensively the last few weeks.
Yeah, man. I mean, after Tuesday's game and then talking to you yesterday, I was like, oh, all right. But then, I mean, these last two games, really, you know, based on your read, what's next? What do they do next to try to get some offense going?
Yeah, I don't know if it's one of those you know, curse or slump breakers. You know, Murph mentioned in the post game, you shower with your clothes on. I mean, you know, from a baseball standpoint, it's obviously, first of all, it's so much easier said than done. So what I'm about to say, I don't want to make it sound easy. You know, I don't know why they didn't do it yesterday, but just controlling the strike zone. I don't want to oversimplify things, guys. I'm not equipped to, you know, break down each player and the mechanics, right? But what I can tell you is that the chase rate is, you know, near the highest of the league. You know, it fluctuates maybe day to day, and the swing rate is, you know, near the top. And, you know, Jeffrey Springs, for instance, today, 6 innings, and he was in the 60s in pitches, right? And the Athletics is a team through, I think, 110 pitches today, you know, over 9 innings. And, you know, the Rangers hitters, you're going to have days where you're just squaring it up and days where you're not. But, you know, my guess is if you ask Bruce Bochy, one of the things he'd say is that, you know, they're just not doing a consistently good enough job at making the opposing pitcher work and truly earn it. And, you know, again, we've talked about this, but it's an aggressive lineup and you're not going to change the identities of hitters. You don't want it, right? You don't want to change their identities, but you want to, and not to sound corny, but you want these guys to be the best versions of themselves. And the best versions of most of these guys is a little bit more disciplined than what they've been. You know, you're not asking guys to go from 1 to 10 on the, you know, on the spectrum in terms of discipline, but maybe, and I'm not saying they're all ones, but maybe, you know, go from a 3 to a 5 or a 4 to a 6 and just those incremental gains. And I think it would make a big difference, but obviously they just, it's been tough for them to lock into that consistently.
Well, Jared, well then whoever's talking to Simeon maybe needs to talk to the team, because his approach seems a lot different the last few times out as opposed to everybody else's approach.
Yeah, and you know, there's such a mental side to this, and I'm not at all suggesting this is what happened with Marcus, but Marcus's numbers were, you know, near the bottom of the league and sure. You know, some of the standard metrics, right? And maybe it was, at, for lack of a better phrase, maybe it was like, all right, I'm rock bottom right now. Like, I'm all eyes, I'm all ears, you know? Whereas if a guy's just kind of scuffling but sort of middle of the pack, you know, maybe it's, all right, hey, I'm going to stick with it. And I get it. You know, it's not like I'm going to stick with it to heck with you guys. It's, hey, I'm going to trust, you know, what's got me here, and I believe in myself. Sometimes, you know, maybe you do need to get knocked down a peg. Maybe, you know, Boach's frustration, because I'll tell you, if Boach is demonstrating that level of frustration in the media, I can assure you that the players are going to feel some frustration too. And the coaches, you know, the whole group. And they don't need Boach to impress frustration upon them. They probably feel that themselves anyway. But yeah, you know, Marcus is, he's looked good the last few games. You know, he draws some walks and working counts in his favor. And frankly, guys, Adolis has been a lot better too. You know, I felt badly for him yesterday. It's like, you know, you teach one of your kids, Dawson, you know, I'm sure when Abby was growing up, you know, you tell her to behave this way and, you know, you'll get rewarded. And then she does all the right things and then the break just doesn't go her way. And it's kind of a bummer, right? Well, Adolis yesterday in that critical eighth inning at bat, yeah. You know, he got to two strikes and he didn't take this yeah. over-aggressive approach. Yeah. You know, he went the other way, hit a line drive to first. Nick Kurtz makes a diving catch. So those two have looked a lot better, but it's a nine-unit lineup, and they need more of those units in that lineup to start functioning, you know, in a more collectively, you know, disciplined manner.
Jared Sandler, Blue Nail Roofing, thank you so much for your time, sir. Have a great night. We'll catch up with you tomorrow before the Mariner series.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Hi, Steve. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. See
you. Jared Sandler. Bye, Jared. With you in the G-Bag Nation. Every Rangers game day again. Salute to Blue Nail Roofing. And let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has your G-Bag today.
Get down.
I was kind of hoping that today we might get Charles Barkley talking about the Lakers a little bit from the Pimp Cup.
You know, I didn't get to hear what he said. I did not get to hear what he said because I did have it on last night, but it had the volume all the way down.
Oh, no, I was hoping if we had Barry Melrose in studio here. I was hoping maybe
Bully Melrose?
I think maybe I was hoping we had Charles Barkley from the Pimp Cup talking about the Lakers' loss.
Brought us as being greedy.
I want to hear it all, man.
I need it all, baby. I just got here. Give it to me. Let's go.
Let's go.
Entertain me. Yeah, I got you, Broadus. All right, this is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30 now. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up, shout it. My name is Lucius Alexander. You can find me at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all. If you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter, our winner right here beat out the Geo clip. Yeah. Geo crashing out on a caller on WFAN. This right here beat it out. That's how the vote works sometimes. Choppy takes a shot at Woolchuck out there at the firehouse.
Zach Woolchuck is somewhere over there just absolutely panicking.
Yeah, he's getting set to drag a body. We wanted him, they asked me to do this. I was like, you know, I do this every week, every time we go to the firehouse. And since Eric's been dragging Zach for all these years, we're going to let Zach drag a body for once in his life. Where is he?
Apparently, come over here.
Which one of these fools is Woolchuck?
Choppy couldn't wait to pass the baton of having to break a little sweat out there at the firehouse. Whew.
Neither of them were really very eager. It's like, okay, fine. I'll do it.
All right, I got this thing of Pac-Man Jones. You guys remember Pac-Man Jones?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
He says he wants to be the greatest sports broadcaster of the new generation.
I believe him.
The new media?
New media.
You believe him, dog?
Yeah, dude.
You must have seen this clip.
I saw it.
Crazy, dude. Yeah, Pac-Man Jones went offed. OFT on the Browns GM.
Oh, jeez.
Andrew Berry.
And I really do think the president has something to do with this in a good way. Like, hey, yo,
tweet about it, boom. Obviously, he get picked 5 minutes later from the worst mother team that could have picked him. And the coach, I don't know if y'all seen the interview of the coach. This guy has no, I mean, or the GM, sorry. This guy have no coof about nothing that he is saying.
He says
Andrew
coof.
Berry, shove it up your one of the worst interviews I've ever seen a GM do about a player that they are drafting. He's saying shit that we already know. Why are you guys, we expect him to come in and work hard, nothing's given to you. Ain't nothing gave to nobody. He's a fifth round pick, you got 5 motherfucking quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Bro, that shit got me hot, bro. If I'm his fucking agent, we're trying to figure out if we can go anywhere besides here. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Damn.
He's got a shot.
He was fired up.
Step in that Shannon Sharpe chair, I think.
Yeah. That coof.
Give it 12 months, McAfee show be leading into Pac-Man Jr.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That'll be crashing out by ESPN right there for sure.
No bleeps needed on ESPN.
My man said no coof. No. Didn't tell somebody to shove something somewhere.
Yeah,
you
did.
That's rich.
That is funny.
Rich, bro.
It's damn good sports analysis.
This one doesn't count. I just want to get it out of my folder. I think it's pretty cute. This little girl right here called out of school. Well, she attempted to call out of school by pretending to be her father. She's a little girl. She cannot disguise her voice whatsoever. But listen.
Hello, this is my bro. And I think Snake will be able to come to school tomorrow.
Received yesterday.
Received.
I think Miracle can't come to school tomorrow. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. That's how we sound to kids. Hello.
Hello. This is my bro.
Hello.
Do you ever get popped for trying to forge your parents' signature on some type of school?
Delete phone calls from the caller ID. The school calling about the homework, because they used to call in about homework. Your child did not return homework to Grand Prairie ISD school district, you know, that type of thing.
Wow, man. Snitching like that,
tried to
crazy.
Delete that, got busted. She's like, there's a time difference right here on my thing. Who's been playing with this?
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And then I didn't realize that they still go to voicemail.
Gosh darn it.
Reminds me of my buddy Jose, whose parents didn't speak English at the time. School kept calling. They're like, why are they calling, son? He's like, because I'm their favorite student.
Yeah!
They're calling with a glowing report every night.
Genius.
Like, good job, son.
They love me so much. I'm sorry.
I'm smart.
Genius.
I'm smart.
Yeah.
How about this one? Lakers head coach J.J. Redick in the presser.
Yeah.
When asked about, like, hey, man, do you talk to your assistants or something? Because you sure got your star players gassed, bro. Give them a break.
As you watch the film, what do you recall about your thought process in the moment, sticking with the five you stuck with in the fourth quarter the other day? And is there an assistant or someone maybe that you'll lean on tonight, maybe to try to get, you know, some other guys involved if that opportunity presents itself?
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced and that was an inexperienced decision that I made? You think I don't talk to my assistants about substitutions every single timeout?
No, I just think there's a lot of coaches lean on their assistants in those situations.
As do I, every single time. That's a weird assumption.
It's a weird assumption.
I
thought it was a really good assumption.
Yeah.
I mean, for the first time. You use no subs in the second half of a playoff game, and your stars collapse down the stretch. So
you were gassed, man.
It's good journalism, if you ask me.
Redick was just trying to capitalize. It was like kind of a younger reporter, you could tell.
He's
a little bit shake voice, you know.
Yeah.
If that was like a Jay Mariotti that was in there just firing off.
Jay Mariotti spitting everywhere.
Yeah. Redick would have just cowered.
Plashy.
Yeah, he had to take the opportunity to flex a little bit, right. Show a little bit of strength. J.J. Redick needs a better year, too, or he needs a time machine to go back to the 70s. You know, where you could be toxic as a head coach, just fly off the handle.
As long
emotional.
As he wears the clothes.
Reggie Miller said yesterday he was surprised. Did I get butt cracked on this?
No, you're the childish
that was real?
Thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
He said he had to try to calm down JJ before the game because he was acting childish.
Damn, Reggie.
Yeah, dude.
Reggie draws snitches.
He tore him up there. In the analysis.
I think it was Richard Jefferson.
Oh, okay, Richard Jefferson.
I think it was Richard Jefferson.
Reggie was trending again though. People were not
people were hating on
Reggie. I love Reggie. Bro,
I love it.
And
he's a really, I love it. Super nice guy. I don't get it.
He is nice. I just don't know if he's like game analyst quality. I think he's like good podcaster.
Maybe I don't listen to him enough.
I love Reggie,
but
bro.
I like him. Yeah.
Is it choppy shot at Wolchuk? Is it Pac-Man Jones? Stefanski has no couth. Is it little girl trying to call herself out of school? Or JJ Redick jammed up with the reporter? I'll go Pac-Man, Chief.
Samesies.
Lucius?
Yeah, Crash Man Jones.
Wolchuk?
Give me the Pac-Man.
Right.
Little girl.
By a score 4-1, new G-Bag the Day champion. It's former Cowboy Pac-Man Jones here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, LA Live coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking it?
Oh, shoot. You're talking to me.
Yeah, that's right. You're talking to me?
Whoa. Yeah, it's a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night Edition. I got some ladies getting in trouble right after this.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Back Nation here on the Fan. Schedule a little bit different here with the clock because we had Rangers Day Baseball. They did fall to the A's 3-0, but they're going to get after the Mariners tomorrow night, pregame at 6:30. It's time now to go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has L.A. Live. La,
la, la, la. This song sound like you're falling.
La, 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 la. Won't you?
I'm about to fall on some white, big old white pillows. Yeah. All right, let's get into it. Thirsty Thursday, Ladies Night Edition, LA Live, right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's
That weed.
It'll make you dance some of everything.
Sticky.
Everybody get high.
You mentioned that you dated 11 athletes through the course of your life. That may have been an
probably
old quote.
More than that.
Okay.
I mean, I've said publicly that I've had sex with 30 guys. I do have a list in my phone. I could look at the list and tell you how many athletes, but as of right now, I don't know that number off the top of my head. I think I said 8 NBA players, though, I think was the number.
Okay. Yeah. You specifically said, and I quote, athletes don't use condoms. If you want to come up off a check off a man, you could just an athlete because they're really, really dumb.
Really, really dumb. I did say that.
Oh,
yeah. I did say
beware that. Out here. Don't become a sucker, brother. I know you just got that draft check. You're looking for it to hit that account. You're feeling real good right now. Don't come up short.
Probably feels unlimited, you know?
Yes.
There's nothing I can do to possibly
nothing
spend all
you
this
can
money.
Do. And you're super young. It's just
yep.
The world's your oyster, brother. I'm just saying, be careful out here. Go get you a girl that's a surgeon. Didn't you meet somebody in college? You went to college. I'm just saying, brother. Yeah. Meet somebody in college, man.
For a little time, we went to college.
Lead these street skags for us working guys.
Please. Never
we earned that for not achieving.
I've never felt better about my lack of athleticism after hearing something like that. You know, just a whole world I don't even have to worry about.
She walking right past you. Can you show me where the restroom is?
Do you work here?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
This is LA Live for Thursday, May 1st, 2025. Happy May Day to you. Oh, I seen this on the timeline. May the first be with you today.
I heard that May the 4th be with you, but May the 1st is a thing too, huh? Welcome in, Tolos. Welcome in, first-time listeners. Welcome in, last-time listeners. Welcome in, long-time listeners. This is LA Live, sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Tis the season for that. And that's going to last all the way into the winter here in Texas. Because you'll never know when someone's going to come through and rip your roof off.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm telling you, fam.
That is true.
Or it's just too hot when it starts tearing up your roof.
Yeah.
Really, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. I got Greystone speed dial.
Here we go. All right, fellas. Have you fellas ever dated someone or almost dated someone that you feel was kind of crazy?
Oh, yeah.
And I say that respectfully. Calling someone crazy can be dismissive, you know what I mean? And insensitive to the people that have to deal with real issues.
You're talking about, like, above just the run-of-the-mill general crazy
chick. Yeah. Unless you diagnose yourself with some type of mental illness, then I'm scared of you. I'm still scared of you.
Like actually crazy?
Like irrational, bad conflict resolution skills type thing. You know, just a scary person. Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. I gotta
That's pretty common.
This.
No coup.
You guys ever dated somebody like that?
Yeah.
Or, you know,
I think
almost.
I might have been that person a couple of times myself.
Okay, I believe you.
You believe me?
I believe you. Yes.
But, I think follow-ups. I have a couple times. Didn't last long. My spidey sense had fire off.
Okay, that's what I want. That's what I want. What was it that made you say, wow, okay, that person might be a little, I got to be careful here.
I mean, she did. One of these gals punched me once.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that'll get it.
That'll do.
You know, I think we were just kind of like talking, and I was on my phone. We're sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden, I felt like knuckles on my cheek. I was
wow.
What just happened?
Face punch.
Wow.
She's like, that was rude. I'm like, oh, okay.
All right. Well,
this is gonna end real soon.
Anybody else want to admit something? Come on, Broadus.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm divorced
twice.
You just
met a bunch of angels?
No. I've been divorced twice.
Yeah, it was all him.
Yeah, one of them was me for sure.
Okay.
But
probably the drunken New Year's comment, like it's always going to be a problem that you're Jewish.
Whoa,
you
what?
Got one of them.
Somebody
that's
said
the
that?
One. Yeah, that's the one.
It's going to be a problem lady? That you're Jewish?
Yeah. She was holding on to that
Happy
one.
New Year, honey.
We'd already been together for a year, and it's like, okay, let's break this one out.
Yeah.
You could open with that.
Yeah, welcome to being black.
I feel you, bro.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just not going to work. I love you, though. You're so sweet.
Sorry I'm not
But my dad, you know. All right, well, hey. This woman right here, she's in love, but didn't know how to express it. Might be a little off a rocker. There's a Florida woman named LaTrance Battle, 52 years old, posed as an ICE agent and kidnapped her ex-boyfriend's wife.
Dang,
from
LaTrance.
Her job, bro.
Uh-oh.
Yes, this is talking about being in love right here.
Uh-oh.
She had a black shirt with ICE printed on it. Mm. And she had a utility belt. She had a handheld radio. She had props! She had props.
She gave it some thought.
She gave it some thought, dog.
She just Googled ICE agent.
Respect the execution.
Yeah.
She had props, bro.
She needed an earpiece, though.
She was buttoned up.
Here we go, yeah. This is what she was on right here. You never been in love like she's been in love. She allegedly showed a sheriff's office business card. Not a badge, but I got this business card. It's got this little logo on it.
I'm with ICE.
It's close enough. I'm with ICE.
Come with me.
She told the victim that she needed to go to the sheriff's office with her. The victim believed that Battle was an ICE agent because she is in the process of becoming a legal United States citizen.
Yeah.
So if you've seen the mugshot, Buddy probably came up. Buddy left her for a Cuban. He probably came up, bro. She said, I got it. No, I'm arresting this one. Yeah, she got in the car, and they was taking her back to the apartment. The girl started realizing something was wrong, got out the car and ran and told authorities. So now this old lady right here is getting in trouble for impersonating an officer and everything, kidnapping somebody.
Yeah, it's like, what's the end game after that?
Well,
like,
I don't know what you're going to do.
Like, what was the plan?
Tell me everything.
She didn't have a plan. She didn't have a plan.
She didn't have a plan. She crashed out, bro.
Just get this gal out of the way. He'll be all mine.
Yeah.
It's irrational thinking right there.
LaTrance Battle is a great name for a dancer, though. Could
LaTrance
you see her, though,
Battle?
Like just killing it to some disco?
LaTrance.
Look at LaTrance go. Jim,
run back two stages.
The Cure, NXS. 817's not lying when they say this. I remember meeting this guy at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. He dated a girl that he had later found out had killed her ex.
Yeah.
God, that's crazy. there's apparently either...
Was it a good reason?
There's like a documentary about it now, or there's going to be one, but it's... That's crazy, huh?
I mean, 100%, yeah.
Yeah, that's
I'll
crazy.
Put that on the list. Yeah. Unless there's a fantastic reason, like he was super abusive and...
Right.
He was about to. He had his hands around your throat.
I could see a justification, but give us the details.
At least 98% chance that's the last day we're together.
Yeah.
And I'm moving across state lines.
Yeah, because you got to be fearful. What is she? Because
now
be
you're
now?
The ex.
Yeah. She's gonna kill me.
Might just have to disappear.
It's a freaking beer.
Well, speaking of going to jail and ladies going to jail and everything, this young lady right here got herself locked up. I don't know why, but she didn't like the song the officer was playing while she was on her way to the Bing. Listen.
Okay.
Hell yeah, hold on, here we go. Computer back funny sometimes.
Can you please turn this music off?
I can't. What kind of music would you like?
Just nothing at this point. Just like, but this is like the worst song ever. This is not the song I need to go to jail to.
This is not the song I need to go to jail to.
This is not my walk-up song, dude.
I like this because I always pay attention to songs playing in the background during those viral fight videos.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like somebody's up there fighting for their life and like Beyonce's Bootylicious is playing in the background. I don't think you're ready for this, Jelly. And you look at that three cash like, oh my God. listen to the song that was playing in the cop's car, though. Here it is. I don't want to go to jail for this.
No, way too happy.
Them uncomfortable ass seats in the back.
It's just terrible too. Guys singing along.
Yeah.
What a dorky cop.
They said what a dorky cop.
Anybody that doesn't change the station within 10 seconds of the song starting, not cool. So going to jail or not, this song's off.
Yeah.
Oh, it definitely
off. Out of the road trip soundtrack.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Lucius, how many times you had to play that song for people?
Well, I played some goofy songs before. That's why I stopped doing weddings.
Yeah.
Bridezillas.
I figured you had to probably play that one before.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a prison base. There's more prison base for you guys before we get out of here.
Oh, prison base.
Yeah. Girls locked up in prison looking for love. They're on their way out. This Miss Lopez right here is hungry for a daddy.
Hi, my name is Marcella Lopez. My number is 118340. Shout out to Prison Connect. Just looking for a daddy who's hungry because I'm hungry too.
Yeah. Then she takes a bite of a Snickers bar. And it wasn't even sexy. Like, she just bit into that joint, bro.
That's how hungry I am.
She's been locked up for a minute, Phil.
If you were dating a prison girl, would that be considered crazy?
Yeah, probably. It's part of it, yeah.
High crazy ratio going on there.
Crazy.
Lorena Hernandez. She's in Cali. She likes outdoor activities, and she also has all of her teeth.
Hi, my name's Lenora Hernandez.
Oh,
I
Lenora.
Go by Lena. I'm 50 years old, but a young 50. I have all my teeth. They're all real. No grays. I'm just kidding. But that's true, though. But so
already
I'm
lying.
Doing a little stay in prison. I've been down 9 years. I have a couple years left. So I'm looking to meet somebody and hope make a connection, a long-term relationship or just a friend. I'm on my way out of here, so it'd be nice to get to know somebody. I like a lot of outdoors activities, so whatever you're into, I'd like to hear from you.
My little prison stay, but I've been in here nine
little,
years.
And it's got two more to go, so yeah. I was charged with at least 15.
Yeah, but I'm almost out of here.
But that's two a little skid bid.
Do you get like a little blurb of what they did before you hit the...
See,
no.
that's
you
what
You gotta
I,
reach
yeah.
out.
Yeah. I would wonder that.
Yeah, like who's going on here looking for their next girlfriend? Is this maybe people that were also inside and now they are having a hard time
Maybe there's
a date?
Somebody that just knows. Because you know, every once in a while, there's a few of them come across the screen, you're like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
People okay. like these prison
I can
people.
Fix them.
Put up with that crazy for at least 90 days.
What do you say, Broadus?
People like these prison people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're kind of like, oh, this is cool. Yeah.
I mean, there's an interesting story usually, you know. I could see like being pen pals as I have several times, you know, with people in prison.
That's
nothing
right.
against them. I just wouldn't want to like open up my dating search there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a final
That's a final desperation move, right? I mean, this is after Bumble and all that stuff's not working.
Try prison, babe. Prison
you're
connect.
You're like teetering. Should I try Grindr? You know what? No, we're going to do the prison women, right?
Swipe.
It's a home run. Last one, man. Jessica Hilton right here. I feel like this one's a trap, but I mean, when you...
Hey, I'm Jess. I'm 36, and I f*** on the first date.
Oh.
So if you want to hit me up on JPay, my number is 159-791, and shout out to Prison Connect.
And she stands up and shows you her body. Oh. Do you like my body? She stood on up, bro.
What kind of a score are you giving?
Was it likable? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, bro.
It was likable.
It's a crash out. You take her home to mom and be like, I mean, you know, she did her time. She learned some things. Yeah. She's reading books. She got a degree now. Yeah.
She can read now.
Turned spiritual.
She can read now.
Yeah, she found God.
She got a GED.
Hey, I'm Jess. I'm 36, and I f*** on the first date. Yeah.
Look, when it's your first date in 10 years, I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, she's 36. She's got to start a family ASAP.
She's right now. Mom,
come on. She's going to give you some grandkids, clearly.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my gosh. All right. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise on a Freestyle Friday, a Feel Good Friday, whatever it's called, man. Y'all be safe out of here. Holla. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live with Lucius every night, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation. Proper round tripper coming up, Woolchuck. What do we have?
We got an update on the fan who fell at PNC Park, the latest power rankings, and are the Rays worried the Yankees are spying on them? That's next in the Nation.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.